The 22-page ruling agreed with a Securities Bureau order that the local government center, which pays out some $350 million in claims each year, violated the state law requiring it to return risk pool surpluses, in this case $33 million, to the cities and towns and school districts it served. But the unanimous ruling wasn't a total win for regulators. The court sided with the LGC that a hearing officer lacked the authority to set future reserve limits at no more than 15% of claims. Throughout this case, LGC lawyers argued the state was interfering with the efficient management of funds that served its customers well. The court, however, wrote that state law does not give risk pool boards of directors what it called, quote, unfettered discretion and, quote, unregulated authority. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.